Well, welcome to the 19th of October, 2016, and it's very, very late in the day. So it'll be the 20th of October, very, very soon. So I'm standing here in my kitchen. I've got a pussycat pulling at me, and I'm thinking about today's prompt in the music festival, October 16. 2016 runs all the way through October. And the question we've been asked to address, or the prompt we've been offered, is if you were going to have a resetting up a really romantic evening, obviously with, you know, somebody towards whom you felt romantic, obviously, and you were hoping for it to be a very romantic evening, what music would you play? Yeah, what music would you play? I mean, you've probably done this. I know I have. Arranged everything, you get everything right in the place, and the last thing you have to think about is, right, what music will I have when this object of romance, or this, this person, object of desire is really what I meant. But anyway, this person with whom you'd love to have a romantic assignation. Oh, right, the cat is sitting on my lap now. And I think the cat has actually got romantic designs. I think he may just want to sit down there. Yeah, you sit down there. Anyway, the point is, what music would you play? There's so many choices. But I prepared a very special one this evening. I've given a lot of thought because I've got all the sofa is arranged, all the lights are arranged, the curtains are just right, and the wines are perfect. And there's even a little half bottle of champagne on the side. Oh, yes, yes. And there's lots of roaring fire. You know, just the right thing to do, to sit down in front of the roaring fire. And this music will be playing in the background and might even get turned up a little bit. Oh, yes, we're in for serious romance this evening.
Just words.
So if that doesn't put you in the mood, if that doesn't put my romantic date in the mood, I don't know what will. Mary O'Brien, Irish girl from Kilburn in North London. Born, incidentally, in 1939. That was her singing. And she even left school at the age of 16. And then took up a guitar herself, and the rest is history, really. So yes, that indeed that was Mary O'Brien, who then became Dusty Springfield. The look